In other words, Newberg and colleagues could not determine whether focusing attention on a phrase from a prayer over a period of time really led the nuns to feel the presence of God. So Newberg's team's work, although interesting, has limited value in determining whether the Franciscan nuns did effectively contact a spiritual reality outside themselves. Another problem with that study is the poor spatial and temporal resolution of the neuroimaging technique used. Indeed, the blurred images produced by SPECT can lead to substantial errors in the measurement of regional brain activity. Given this, it is likely that loci of activation or deactivation were not detected in various regions of the brain. Today, fMRI, which has an excellent anatomical resolution and a much better temporal resolution than SPECT or PET, is the tool of choice for studying the neural correlates of perceptual, cognitive, and affective functions. This is why we decided to use this brain imaging technique to identify the brain regions involved in mystical states and experiences. The view from neuroscience. The analysis of the SPECT data revealed a significant increase in regional cerebral blood flow, RCBF, in the prefrontal cortex, inferior parietal lobes, and inferior frontal lobes. In addition, there was a significant positive correlation between the change in RCBF in the right prefrontal cortex and that in the right thalamus. The change in RCBF in the prefrontal cortices showed a strong inverse correlation with that in the ipsilateral superior parietal lobe. Newberg's approach and materialism. Newberg and his late colleague Eugene D'Aquilly part company with strict materialists in favor of the hypothesis that there may indeed be a state of absolute unitary being, AUB, that lacks awareness of space and time, which mystics contact. Indeed, they simply dismiss the pathology model of RSMEs that we looked at in Chapter 3. We do not believe that genuine mystical experiences can be explained away as the result of epileptic hallucinations, or, for that matter, as the product of other spontaneous hallucinatory states triggered by drugs, illness, physical exhaustion, emotional stress, or sensory deprivation. Hallucinations, no matter what their source, are simply not capable of providing the mind with an experience as convincing as that of mystical spirituality. As a result of their studies, Newberg and D'Aquilly concluded, "At the heart of our theory is a neurological model that provides a link between mystical experience and observable brain function. In simplest terms, the brain seems to have the built-in ability to transcend the perception of an individual self. We have theorized that this talent for self-transcendence lies at the root of the religious urge."